بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك ثم أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول اللهم عني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والنسائي بإسناد صحيح. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him by his hand and said to him, O Mu'adh, I swear by Allah that verily I love you. Then, O Mu'adh, I advise you that never to abandon or forget or leave out after every fard salat the following dua. O Allah, I seek your assistance. O Allah, assist me. O Allah, help me to engage in your remembrance. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. O Allah, assist me. Help me to make your dhikr. Wa shukrik, and showing gratitude to you, making your shukr. Wa husni ibadatik, and making your ibadat in the most excellent way. As Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala mentioned the other day, he was a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, young at age in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "A'lamu ummati bil halal wal haram, Mu'adh ibn Jabal." From my entire ummah, the one who is most knowledgeable with regard to halal and haram is Mu'adh bin Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala. The same Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was that Sahabi who was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen. He was sent as a governor. He was sent as a teacher. He was sent to call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a da'i. He was told to teach the people the sharia, the deen. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him parting advices. Rasulullah sallam was walking. He insisted Mu'adh must mount the camel or the horse and gave him beautiful parting advices. And then finally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Mu'adh, perhaps you will not see me again. This is the last time we are going to meet. And when you will come back, you will come pass by my masjid and my qabr. And this made Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu cry bitterly. Nonetheless, it is also mentioned in the books of history and hadith that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu will be Imam al-Ulama, the day of Qiyamah. He's the Imam of all the Ulama of the day of Qiyamah. So he's a very great Sahabi. Imagine Rasulullah SAW telling him, O Mu'adh, I swear by Allah that I love you. Imagine Nabi Kareem SAW telling any person that I love you. And beautiful advice. So we must also make this part of our amal after Salah. Simple. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. When you make dua, O Allah, assist me. A'inni, assist me. Ala dhikrik. We need to make the dhikr of Allah. We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are unable to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our own. Our tongues are so napak, they are so filthy, they are so dirty. And we will take the name of Allah, which is so beautiful. Oh Allah, we are weak. Oh Allah, you help me to make your dhikr. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. And also to make your shukr. We mentioned so many times that Allah has blessed us with innumerable bounties. So many bounties we cannot even count. And therefore, Allah, you assist me in making your shukr correctly. To make your dhikr correctly and your shukr correctly. Wa husni ibadatik. And making your ibadat properly, beautifully. One is we just make ibadat, but bring husan in the ibadat. Bring beauty in the ibadah. Our salat must be a salat that is full of beauty. We enjoying our salat. We must have khushu and khudu in our salat. Our tilawat of the Quran must be such that we are reading the kalam of Allah, we must enjoy the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua that we make, there must be some beauty in the dua. So we must try and improve our ibadat by making our ibadat beautifully. And this simple dua, Allahumma a'inni. Normally we say a'inni if it's for singular, for myself. Oh Allah, assist me. And generally when we make dua collectively, Allahumma a'inna. Such a difference between ni and na. Na means, oh Allah, assist us. And when you were making dua alone, Allahumma a'inni. So you can say Allahumma a'inna even when you're alone. Oh Allah, assist us in making your dhikr correctly and your shukr correctly and making your ibadat properly. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا كان عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمر رجل به. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that a man was by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then another person went past. فَمَرْ رَجُلٌ بِهِ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّ هَذَا. So this man who was seated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they saw the other man going past, so this man tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man who's going past, I love him a lot. فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells this man, أَعْلَمْتَهُ, have you informed him that you love him? قَالَ لَا, he said no. قَالَ أَعْلِمْهُ, go and inform him. فَلَحِقَهُ, he goes and he meets up with him. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. And of course, loving him meant, I love him for the sake of Allah. So he tells him, I swear, verily, I love you for the sake of Allah. So this man then replied, and this is what, if somebody tells you that I love you for the sake of Allah, then the reply is, فَقَالَ أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May that person, in other words, Allah, love you for whose sake you are loving me. أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. For whose sake, in other words, Allah's sake, you loving me, may Allah love you also. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ بِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ. So beautiful, see? The ukhuwa, the unity, the love, loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no hasad, there is no jealousy, there is no pride in the heart. So if you tell a person that I love you for the sake of Allah, or you love somebody genuinely for the sake of Allah, then you tell him, I love you for the sake of Allah. And he should reply that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you for whose sake you are loving me. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.